drug, steal, rob, and kill? You wonder why I never cared about your opportunities? You wonder why I dropped out of high school? You wonder why we're always poor? You wonder why we're always pregnant? You wonder why we're always in jail? Well, I wonder why there's a liquor store on every block in my neighborhood. I wonder why the FBI and the CIA wants us addicted to crack. I wonder why if I steal a slice of pizza to eat in Killa, California, and it's strike three, I get life in prison. But if I were Enron and I stole $1.9 billion, I'd get a pardon. I wonder why they're still teaching me that Lincoln freed the slaves and Columbus discovered us. I wonder why News at 11 had my mother as a top story as a welfare queen when we all know that the largest recipients of corporate welfare are these American corporations. America, I wonder how it is that you even blame me for the problems that you helped to create. I wonder. Don't you? Gracias. You to stop banging, but I am gonna tell you if you're gonna bang, it's time to bang for freedom. This ain't some bullshit show, excuse my language, to the educators, where it's G's to gents. We talking about going from gangsters to guerrillas. Now, let's get it started. For most of our people, what's been stolen is our language. I'm talking to you in a European language. I'm talking to you in English. Y si empiezo a hablar en español, es una lengua de España. I don't even know my original language, which is Nahuatl. The drum has been taken. My colors have been taken. My land has been taken. And we're wondering why we have drama and funk in the town, or here in the Bay, or here in Frisco. Now, this is one of my maestros. You see, he's got no shoes on. Danzante, a warrior. All he asked me to do was to post up and wear a little bit of red. Now, I grew up in L.A. and wearing red is hot. So for me to wear red was difficult. So I posted up. He said, you ain't security. You're a harmony keeper. And all you got to do is take care of that sacred circle. For me, it was hard to take care of that circle because I thought they looked funny to me, half naked dancing with feathers because I didn't know my history. And I got tired after about 30 minutes of doing this. But every time I turned around, I saw my people, my elder, with no shoes on, dancing for 24 hours straight. And I'm like, man, we have some power we don't even know about. Now, can y'all hear me in the back? Before YouTube and HTML, Africans and Raza have been communicating. That's why we look alike. When you look at the Pharaoh and you look at an Olmeca, we're the same people. When we tag, it's called hieroglyphs, it's communication. So you look at Egyptian tagging and Mayan tagging, hieroglyphs, our people been talking for thousands of years. So don't tell me there's any beef between black and brown or brown and brown if they really teach us our history. Now, California's asking us to pass a math test called a KC when we have math in our veins. We even have our own calendar. And this was our backyard. Now, if you want to throw the XIV, that's cool. But that's Roman numerals, European numerals. At least throw it up with your own Mayan indigenous numerals. At least understand if you're going to bang XIV, you banging some Roman numbers. This was our numerology. This was our backyard. Now, my students, one of my homies is here. My student, Adrian, stand up, homie. My student, can I say something? Norteño, caught up. Fuck a scrap, excuse my language. That's all he knew. He would ride and die for 38th Street in Oakland, even though we rent apartments on 38th and we don't own the land. But he had never met his Sureño family. So Adrian was like, you ain't gonna take us to El Salvador. So here we are in El Salvador. We got pyramids too in El Salvador. There's brother Adrian meeting his grandma for the first time. Now, it's important for him to be Norteño because he's from the north, but his grandma's a thug, she's a Sureña. So how you gonna deal with that? And he's Salvadoreño, that's a blue flag. So somehow you gotta have some pride between the red and blue, and it's hard to do. But he met some young revolutionaries who won a new world called the FMLN. And we didn't go hiking, we were in the jungle where the revolutionaries were hiding out during the Civil War. Because if you may not know this, but Mara Salvatrucha was started by the US and Salvadorian government. They trained little kids 11 years old how to kill and then dump them on the streets. It's the U.S. government bombs that started Mara Salvatrucha. So if you're going to bang, at least know what you're banging. Now, I know we're funking right now, Norte on Norte, and they said we're fighting for territory. What is this map up, and what's the year? Where are my young scholars at? Where are my kings and queens at? What is this? Somebody raise a fist. What is this? What is it, brother? Mexico. What's the year? Hella old, yeah? Hella old, but hella important. Because all this land was stolen from us. California, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, Oregon. So how can you call me an illegal alien and went back in my own land? I did not come 3,000 miles on a so-called ship. The original wetback is the pilgrim. Are you with me? Yeah. So, if you all about the red and Norte, at least know where you got the red from. In 1848, when they stole our land, it's like if I could lace y'all up with some red and lace y'all up with some blue, and I'm going to create a Norteño and a Sureño because they stole our land. Like, there was no such thing as a Louisiana Purchase. They jacked our shit. They stole our land. They raped indigenous women. There was no Mexican territory we acquired. It was stolen land. And in 1848, they created Norteños and Sureños. Norteños were to speak English and become pochos. We took their land, but we still name it San Francisco, even though no one who speaks Spanish owns any of it. Sureños became mojados, and they were to speak Spanish, and they were given the blue. If you're going to bang the red and the blue, at least know it comes from the U.S. flag. And they setting us up. Now, not everybody bought into this, y'all. We had homies, like, I wish I had a t-shirt, and then I could go to the flea market and rock these homies. That's my OG homie, Joaquin Murieta. And he was banging for freedom, and so was Tiburcio Vasquez. But you know what happened? They cut off his head. So if you go to Stockton, California, during that time, they had his head on display. Talking of you, if you want to bang for freedom, there's a price that you pay. But we never learn about these people in school, but this is the punk ass we learn about. Everybody got a t-shirt that says Scarface. Now, if you want to bang Scarface, at least understand it's a Hollywood movie with an Italian actor pretending to be Latino, making fun of our language. At least understand that he's not a revolutionary. At least understand that it's fake Hollywood history. And we pay for that. And they got that at the swap meet at the flea market, and we'll put a little bling on it. Now, we got a new president, and he's African-American, but in 2009, my people can't get a driver's license in California. In 2009, we have a 700-mile border for my people. In 2009, there are 2.5 million prisoners in America. In 2009, my grandma, when she was alive, because she had no papers, could be deported, could be locked up in a concentration camp. So yeah, change is coming, just not for us. But whether you're Norteño or Sureño, you're being labeled a BB, not a border brother, but below basic. They're saying we're scoring below basic on that test we gotta take every April and May. And so-called Hispanics, I don't use that word. I'm Mexica. If you gotta call me Mexican, call me. Call me Latino, fine, but don't call me Hispanic. I'm nobody's panic, at least not yet. Y'all feel me? The blue, the light blue is how we're scoring on the test. We're scoring at least 2 years behind below basic. And I understand high school's boring. And I understand some teachers are not teaching us. I'm not saying y'all teachers. I'm saying some of the education system is set up to be boring. If you're bored in school, the plan is working. So I understand why Latinos and African Americans are dropping out. But you need to understand the 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. I'm not here to bring you conspiracy theories. I'm here to bring you some facts. Under the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, slavery is still alive in the United States. It says, and I read, slavery, except as a punishment for crime, shall exist within the United States. What does that mean? It means that they only have 10 UCs for you, like UC Berkeley, 23 Cal States, like San Francisco State, but how many prisons in county? 36 in county. There is money, just not for so-called education, but there is money for incarceration. Now, They have the audacity to call us felon new admissions. In 1981, they said so-called Hispanics were 25% of the new admits to UC Chino and UC San Quentin and UC Soledad. Look at what's happening to my raza. We're 45% of the new people coming into prison. We 45% drop out. I understand dropping out. I hated school. But what are we dropping into? And whose slave are we becoming? Now, I work in Oakland, California. Fruitvale and Deep East Oakland, to be exact. And in Deep East Oakland, this is what we got going on. In my neighborhood, we got 150 liquor outlets. You hear about East Oakland, you hear about West Oakland, you hear about North Oakland, but nobody talks about geographically South Oakland, because that's where the cocaine and the pills are coming in with the number one drug dealer in America, and that is the U.S. government. Are y'all with me? Yeah. I'm almost done, because I know you came to hear Tomas Alejo from the Brown Berets, and I know you came to hear Immortal Technique. But what I want to say to you is that they come from a long legacy as you come from a long legacy of warriors. Here is some gangsters from Chicago and New York, 5,000 of them, who united. Study the Latin kings and queens. If you're worried about the mission and what's happening, study the homies and what they did. They were so scared of King Tone, they gave him 99 years in prison. But when he would speak, thousands of people would come to hear him. They opened up their own clinics, their own community centers, their own schools. And they come from some OGs called the Brown Berets. Now look at these women right here, lined up, ready. These young men ready to fight back, and they fought back. It's because of them that we have Chicano studies and we can learn our history, at least in college, even if they don't teach it to us here at this high school. But we gotta fight for that too, administration. You wanna deal with so-called gang problems? Teach us our history, teach us the truth. Imagine if you had Immortal Technique as a teacher, or the Brown Berets as a teacher, or me or someone else as a teacher. Now, the young lords wasn't just raza, it was black and brown united. And I want to show you a Norteño homie. I want to show you 2 minutes of his video. This is a young Norteño from Sactown, but he's got love for Frisco, and he said the following. I remember the day when there was no red and blue. I understand my ways, un soldado con virtud. No me arrepiento, nomás me agüito de lo que pasa. Why is your anger most of the time con la raza? Can I play you a little bit of it?
Yeah.
So here's a hip-hop artist that you can MySpace, a Norteño, who's willing to put it out there like that, to talk to Mara, and to Sureños, and to BBs, and to Latin kings and queens, and say, it's time. It is time. Organization here in Frisco called HOMIE, and it stands for something. Homies organizing a mission to empower youth, and they don't throw up the XIV, they don't throw up white man European numerals. They're throwing up the two lines, 5 and 5, those bars are 10, and the four dots, 14, unido con el 13. It takes a lot of guts to come together. It's really hard out there. So I'm not asking you to stop banging, but I'm asking you just understand, if you're willing to die and tattoo and kill for the XIV, is the XIV willing to do the same for you? Now, there's some OGs like Brother Nana, and one of my students, Adrian, had a chance to meet him. He was killing and dying for 38th Street. And this man owns 5 acres of land. This man has his own mechanic shop, his own silkscreen shop, his own school, his own organization. If you really want to claim Frisco, own it. You got homies here in the Bay Area like Brother Rudy, who spent over 10 years in San Quentin. And now, if you want to meet OG Norteños that are never getting out, connect with United Players, visit San Quentin and meet the OGs and see what they tell you. If you don't want to get your orders from them, from the Veteranos. They can tell you what time it is. Now, this young OG, Luis Rodriguez, wrote a book about his life, Always Running. You may find a pen and smite it in a sword, and you may want to do something about it and document what's happening in your streets. These are all women they never teach us about in school. All revolutionaries. This young lady had to hide her hair in the Mexican Revolution. That's Valentina Ramirez, a straight G. And she united with a Norteño and a Sureño. Pancho Villa was an OG Norteño. Emiliano Zapata was an OG Sureño. When they united with Valentina, they had all of Mexico on land. They stole the land from the rich and gave it back to the poor. That's the possibilities when we unite. So I'm not asking you to stop banging. I'm asking you to start banging for freedom. That's Sister Lolita. I don't have a lot of time to tell you much about her, but she's somebody you gotta look up to and you gotta check out. The last thing I'm gonna say to you is because we don't know our history, check this out. The Texas Rangers lynched more Mexicans than the Ku Klux Klan did blacks. But because we don't know our history, we have a baseball team called the Texas Rangers. They're doing this wrong, Raza. We're fighting the wrong enemy. So now that you know what you know, I am gonna ask you to G up. I am gonna ask you to bang. But what are you down to bang for? Much love, Raza.